I'm Lance Peterson. I farm near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, in the western part of the state, and I'm currently in my 11th year on the board with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association and my 4th year on the national board with the American Soybean Growers Association.
Tell me what brings you to Commodity Classic.
Really, it's the opportunity to sit down with other farmers and have a grassroots discussion of putting together our resolutions for the coming year to help guide us in Washington, where we need to address important issues for the American farmer.
Well, of course, one of those issues, the big one, it seems to be the Farm Bill that did not quite get off the ground before the end of the year. Kick the can a little bit down the road. Tell me, what's your take on that, and what are your hopes and confidence in passing a Farm Bill before the year's out?
We've had a lot of discussions looking at what the Senate passed and what the House Ag Committee passed but never made it to the House floor, and then try and look at what we can do to bring forward the best Farm Bill for the American soybean farmer and the American farmer as a whole. I guess we don't separate out soybeans individually, but really what we're trying to do is come up with one which will allow, in this current environment as producers, we feel that risk management is the number one issue. We want a solid crop insurance program. We want to be able to plant crops on our farm which are appropriate for the rotation, appropriate for our farm management, and we don't want to be bound by, we don't want to plant for the Farm Bill, so to speak. We don't see that as the answer.
So again, what about the hopes of this happening? Because the Farm Bill was extended right in the final hours. Do you think it's going to be settled before that extension runs out?
It's possible, but can I give it clear odds? I guess I'd probably be in the 50-50 camp, because there's a lot of things that have to happen, be it sequestration, federal budget issues, and what is the Ag Committee going to have to work with in terms of dollars. And coming together on the House Ag Committee's version of the Farm Bill versus the Senate, vastly different methods of approaching that issue. So there isn't just one or two hurdles to cross. There's many, many major hurdles. So there's a lot of things that have to happen.
What are the other items at Commodity Classic that interest you? What are the other issues that are coming up?
Certainly one is the ongoing concerns we have over our infrastructure for our domestic waterways, and looking at the barge movement on the Mississippi River, Illinois River. Our locks and dams have been an absolute ace in the hole for us in terms of the ability to move tremendous amounts of commodities efficiently to the marketplace. That's given us a leg up on the competition globally for the past 30 years as we've advanced into moving a tremendous volume of corn and soybeans to the export channels. With soybeans, we're moving half of what we produce in the U.S. is going to the exports, either via rail to the Pacific Northwest or barge to the Gulf of Mexico. And that's something where we have far outlived the expected life of the locks and dams. We've got tremendous concerns over their ability to continue to operate, and yet we cannot seem to secure any source of reliable funding for upgrades. And that's something we really have to look at, because it's been a tremendous advantage for us over our competitors, especially those of South America. But they're making tremendous strides to catch up with us, and here we're not only standing still, we're sliding backwards, and that's not acceptable.
Tell me about the importance of farmers getting together at Commodity Classic, discussing these policies like you've been doing right here. What's the importance of these four commodity groups getting together to discuss and to decide?
It's very helpful, because as farmers, we don't grow just one commodity. We grow often a vast number of commodities, and it's important that we realize there's a lot of these issues that we share the same concerns on. And the Commodity Classic is a great opportunity for us to come together and to highlight those areas that need to be addressed. And when we can come together and be unified on certain topics, which we certainly do, that's a much stronger voice, and that's something that we really want to capitalize on.
Tell me about your operation in western Minnesota.
We are corn, soybeans, and spring wheat, and we are just out of the Red River Valley. We can virtually see the Red River Valley from our area, but we've got very diverse cropland. The glaciers deposited many different types of soil in our area, so we've got heavy Red River Valley soil to the west of us, and we have very light sands to the east of us, and we have a little bit of that caught in the middle. We're in an area that used to be very strong in dairy when I was growing up, but that's changed over the years. As my father's generation retired, then the smaller dairies went by the wayside, so it's a predominantly crop operation now.